You heard it here for the very first time. We launched the Life Hacking Podcast about a week and a half ago, and it's been an awesome experience so far. It's been an awesome experience to be able to do a podcast based on some of the things that we're talking about, some of the principles we're talking about right now as well. So really excited about this effort because it will just help build a community. It will help really get information out there on how people can accelerate achievement. See, that's the goal. The entire goal is to accelerate the achievement in your life because most people don't exactly know what to do or how to do it. I mean, it's the difference between understanding how to do things the right way and really spinning in circles. And it is amazing when you have the right tools, the right strategies, how much you can leverage your time. I always think about people that have been able to accomplish more in less time. I look at people like Gary Vaynerchuk, right? Gary V it's insane because he has so much content online. It's like, how in the world does he do all that content? How in the world is he able to produce so much content on a daily basis? It's because he leverages his time. He leverages his resources. He leverages his who's on how to do it. And really it's the difference between a zigzag line and a straight line. So I'm really excited about the opportunity to have the Life Hacking Podcast launched. And we're going to have new episodes every Mondays and every Thursdays as well. We're doing that strategically because Mondays, a lot of people during their morning commute wanted to listen to something. And Thursdays is kind of like a mid to end of week checkup before the weekend. And how we're going to structure this is Monday, it's going to be me talking about introducing a new life hacking principle, a new life hack, a strategy to accelerate achievement in a particular area of life. On Thursday, starting on August 5th, we are going to be interviewing somebody, most every Thursday, interviewing someone who is a specialist, who is an expert in certain areas where we want to grow. In certain areas that most of our audience would want to learn more about. And that's really how we're going to be structuring that Thursday podcast. So it's, again, I mentioned it's a video podcast, but it's also on Spotify, on iTunes, you know, the normal places you would listen to podcasts. So that is live. And it's an interesting thing because I launched a podcast about a year ago and I just never really felt connected to it. I never really felt that, hey, this is the right direction for me to take this podcast. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of podcasts, but the thing I love about it, if anything, for one, it's a great principle for me because if you want to master something, then you need to essentially get a lot of reps in. You need to have a lot of repetition. And I want to master speaking. I want to master coaching. I want to master teaching. And so what do I want to do? I want to be teaching constantly between social posts, between this weekly calls, between masterminds, between the podcast, everything else that's going on. That's a way for me to get reps in. And of course, the goal is to serve you. I wanted to show you a segment of that podcast, but I'll do that in just a minute because it leads into what we're going to be talking about today. But knowing that, we're building a Facebook page. Actually, what we're doing is if for those of you that were in the 5-day live Morning Momentum Challenge, we're converting that page into the free life hacking community page. Basically, it's a place for a community to be gathered without having to pay to do it. It's a free resource for people to connect. And if you look at most organizations, they'll essentially put together a free community page, which is what we're doing here. And from there, we can pull the right inner circle members into our group where we dive deeper and we have really a high level weekly coaching session. Plus, of course, as you know, access to every single training mastermind that we do at no charge. So that is what I've reserved for the inner circle members because I want to serve you guys at the highest level. I want to see your progress. I want to see you grow. I want to see you thrive. The next thing I want to talk about is inside of that, besides the community, is the fact that we've built an app. It's not launched yet. We're pending approval on the iOS store as well as on Android. But what the app is going to do is it's going to have free resources like the weekly podcast, the weekly video podcast. Those will be on that app. But also every single program that we have, starting with the 22-day habit forming method that we have been going through the last little bit, and also every other mastermind, the next one that we're going to be launching this month will be a planning and productivity course. It's a powerful planning and productivity course that will, a mastermind really, that will help you be much more strategic about how you plan your weeks and how you plan your days. And we're going to go into that a little bit later today, because it is amazing how much power is in that. And it even hurts me to say that out of my mouth, because I know for me, I hated planning. I hated like the fact that I would actually have to sit down and write things down. I was just hustle all the time, go all the time. And I was tossed to and fro by every wind that I possibly could be blown by. So that was not fun. And I really want to focus on each course or each mastermind on what will help you, knowing what you want to, knowing the goals that you have and the direction you want to go, what will be of most benefit to you to break down those obstacles, break down the challenges you face on a daily basis, really break through to who you really are and who you really want to become. Because ultimately, every single one of us has a choice. Some of us have a good life, right? Some of us might have a great life. Others of us might have a subpar life, or the life that we're living isn't the life that we want to have, right? Now, whether you want a good life, a fair life, or a great life, you'll always be unhappy unless if you're going beyond where you are today. Your life might be great. You might have a ton of money in the bank. You might have resources, a great job, great income, opportunities. But if you're stagnant in your growth and in your progress, you'll still be unhappy. As unhappy as a person that might have a fair life in their own opinion. And why do I say that? Because progress is always happiness. I told the story before about the time where I sold my business and had all this money coming in. I bought several million dollars worth of property and the house in Hawaii, et cetera. And it was one of the most depressing times of my life. Yeah, I had money in the bank. Yeah, I had properties and income properties and things flowing. However, I stopped progressing because I'd sold my company. I didn't have much purpose. And so I don't know how many people that you've met, but I know, for example, Tony Robbins talks about the billionaires that he hangs out with and that he learns from and that he coaches. And he said, most of them are not happy. I mean, we've said that money doesn't bring happiness. It really doesn't. Progress does. Now, if you have money and you're progressing, great. That's kind of this awesome, magical combination. If things are firing in your body, in your spirituality, in your growth, with your family as well, then that is true happiness. It's really having all of those boats rise in the tide together. And as you know, our goal here is to accelerate your ability to become the person that you want to become. Accelerate your movement towards your ultimate goals in life, because most people don't become the person they want to become. Most people don't achieve what they want to achieve. Most putts don't see. Most swings up the bat miss and end up in a strike. Most shots don't go in the basket. And that's how life is. However, what if we can change that? What if we can have life on our terms? What if we can learn what it takes to be truly successful in any or every aspect of our life? I know it's like almost counterintuitive to think that we can have it all in our families, in our business, with our income, with our spirituality. But I believe that we can. When I say have it all, we can be growing towards having it all. And I believe that. And my goal with this, and I am passionate and on this relentless pursuit of going that direction, of learning and teaching principles and living those same principles that accelerate my and your movement towards those goals, towards your ultimate goals with your family, with your husband or with your wife, with your siblings, with your business, with your income, with your spirituality, with your body as well. And that is ultimately what we have set out to achieve. So I am so excited that you're on a journey here with me today. And I'm so fired up because there's so many great things happening. Now we've got to get the word out to the rest of the world. We are here. We are strong. And we are ready to create an opportunity for you to accelerate your achievement towards what you want in life. Now, as part of that, as an introduction to what I wanted to talk a little bit about today, I'm going to share my screen because I want to, let me go to my share screen here. I want to play you just a clip from the podcast. And this is actually not airing until August 5th. I interviewed in this podcast an author. He's an author of a book called Influence. He's a really successful, incredible guy. Influence is one of the most powerful principles of leadership. Influence is really what a lot of us, including myself, seek after. The ability to influence in a way that we can serve others and have impact. My goal ultimately with all of this is have impact, and I cannot have impact without influence. And leading into what we're going to be talking today, I want to share my screen and show you how you can have this influence. And just play this little clip from Brad Parker, who is the author of Influence and a powerful guy here. I will share that right now. Here we go.
I think for me, like what it really comes down to is I've always been really passionate about selling, and I've always been really passionate about just innovation and entrepreneurship and how those connect. So I've always been curious, like how people tick and how to really connect with people and inspire people. And so it's definitely kind of along that premise, but I also am fueled by this, like, what is my purpose? Like what really drives me? And frankly, like it's not, I always hate to say it, like, because it's not as easy. In fact, that journey of stepping three steps into the dark is still happening today. I mean, there's just, it's such a journey to really kind of break into that world and then to truly kind of break free. And it's not for the faint of heart, but there's a reason that people do it, especially when you feel called. And so that journey was brutal. Like, you know, just, I mean, it's one thing to write your book, but it's another thing to then go out there and share it with the world, especially if you have any element of trauma or adversity in your life. Just, it's so easy to just see one review and be like, oh my gosh, what am I even doing? So it really kicked off a very different journey for me in terms of not only just content creation and coaching and mentorship, but then refining that content, but also really finding your audience and then finding your voice inside to say, you know, I've got to put myself out there now. And I have this, you know what I mean? And so it wasn't just 1 year. It's been a continued journey, but I look back on that book and I honestly, like when I finished recording the Audible, I literally was like, I couldn't contain my emotions. It's almost spiritual in the sense of like, I was supposed to do that. I don't know how I put that together. I have no idea. Great editing, great editors, but I have no idea how I did it. But I just, it felt like a very kind of inspired journey.
I love that. And sometimes we think that when we step a little bit into the darkness and we do something that we know that we're being pulled to, like I mentioned earlier, we think that that it's going to be easy. And I'm sure those emotions were from the fact that you know what you had to go through to get there, that it wasn't easy. And unfortunately, in our society, we see overnight successes, right? But one of my favorite sayings is that you're rewarded in public for what you do in private. In other words, they don't see the times when you're up till midnight just trying to pull the next piece of content for your next chapter, or you're writing when you don't want to, and you want to spend time with your kids or your family, or you're just, I'm sure there's times in your journey you just got tired of it. Like, how did you push through those times when everything else was screaming, okay, stop. Let's try something else. I mean, how many times did you hit those roadblocks before you finally had that awesome experience of finishing?
Yeah, no, that's such a good question. I actually ended up hiring a publishing coach, and I think there's a much easier way to do this. And this is probably true of my entire life, is there's a way to like break trail with a machete, and then there's like tools and equipment that builds highways, right? And I tend to try and find that path of whatever that hasn't even been created yet. And so there's easier ways to do it. Like you create an outline first. And for me, that's why the book evolved as much as it did, because I was really gleaning from the books I had read, and I was gleaning from the experience that I was having. Like I remember being in this frivolous lawsuit from a summer sales company while I was in a business law class. And I was learning more in the lawsuit, which I won, than the business law class, which I got like a C in. And so a lot of that for me was, the book is very anecdotal in terms of like, here's my experience. It's not just content. Like, here's what I learned. Here's how I learned it. Here's why I think it's important for you to know. And so a lot of it came naturally in that respect. It was just making sure, do I have all of the content? And then my family was just amazing. Like I did podcast episodes in my office. I was managing my time. I was working till 2 a.m. sometimes. Just, I found the time to do it, to not compromise, because for me, I had 3 and then 4 kids and a very much a kind of an established lifestyle. And so it was a moonlight project for sure, but it was feeding everything I was doing anyway. So it kind of became my laboratory, if that makes sense. In fact, that's honestly how I've looked at my entire career. I've never been consistent or linear at all. Everything I've been doing, I've even left wildly lucrative opportunities because I wanted to I felt like that's all I can gain from that right now. And I need more content. I need something else, because there will become a time in my life where I'm going to be standing in front of a group of people and they're going to need to be able to look at me and say, this isn't just some guy that read a book. This is a guy that lived a book. He lived it. And I believe everything he says when he speaks, because I know he's been there. So that's always been my approach to life, which financially, or, you know, as far as any sort of, you know, accolades are concerned, it's the wrong way to do it, but it's the right path if you feel compelled to do something like that.
Are you guys getting this? Are you guys getting some of these like powerful principles that are being taught right now? I'm hearing so many things. I wish I was taking notes. I'm glad we're recording this, obviously, so we can, I can listen to it back again, because I'm extracting all of these little strategies. You know, one of the things that this entire effort of life hacking is about is trying to accelerate achievement, accelerate success. You know, if you're writing a book, like how can you apply certain strategies, tools, or tactics to be able to do it faster, so that you're not going on a zigzag path to where you want to go. And some of the things you're talking about, like, for example, hiring a publishing coach, which helped you obviously get through what you were doing a lot faster and in a more organized fashion, and probably cut a significant amount of time off of your ability to finish the book. All right. What an awesome interview that was. That's only a small portion of an hour-long podcast, but I wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of the type of content that you can see in that Life Hacking podcast and the different subjects that we'll cover, from influence to everything else. So really excited about that opportunity. And I want to just point out a couple of things that he said. And what you didn't hear was, before, when I was asking him questions about how it was to write a book, because I've written a book and it is grueling. It is so hard sometimes. And sometimes you get writer's block and you just have to push through, especially if you have a full-time job or you're running a company and you're doing it on the side. It is really challenging to write a book. Well, his story was such that he had written it and then he had rewritten it. And then he had basically created a second version of that book. But interestingly enough, when he wrote it for the first time, or tried to write it, I should say, for the first time, he was really struggling. And he mentioned he hired a publishing coach. And that publishing coach said, hey, wait a minute. Like, there's a different way to do this. He did mention, you know, you can go in the forest and you can take a machete and you can chop down all the trees and the brush ahead of you, or you can get all this heavy equipment and bulldozers and bulldoze a long highway. I mean, which is better? But the problem is a lot of us tend to just hack our way through the forest with the machete. We tend to just do things rather than actually getting things done. We tend to have a lot of what I call empty activity and not necessarily strategic action that will get us further and faster than we ever could before. And I am almost hypocritical in saying that, because that was me. That was me. I knew one speed and it was go. I knew one thing and it was hustle. Because if you remember, when I started my first business when I was 20 something years old, I didn't have a lot of experience. I had schooling behind me, but I had never really grown a business from the outside in. I'd never really marketed effectively a business before, but I knew it's what I wanted to do. And I kind of felt pulled towards the advertising and marketing world. But for me, I didn't understand. So how did I overcome? How did I build a business? Like most entrepreneurs do, I hustled day and night. I remember times where I didn't even go home at night. I was hustling throughout the night because I would go, go, go. And what was I doing? Machete, 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 machete. That's what I was doing. I wish my 20-year-old self and I could meet right now, that I could say, stop hacking the weeds. Get a bulldozer. There is a better way. I imagine how much time I would have saved. I imagine how many years and, frankly, lost time with my family that I would have saved if I would have just created a straighter line to my success. And that's what we're trying to accomplish here, is to not use the machete and try to hack our way through the forest, but use the bulldozer and do it in a way that can be much faster and get you much further than you ever could without it. That's what this is all about. So let's see, who do we have on the call? Edgar, are you on the call? Can you unmute? Tell me what you're hearing here. How are you, by the way?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, excited. I just finished doing the Pac-Man. So that's an amazing, it was a 3-day amazing journey.
Did you actually do the Fact Map Mastermind then, or did you do it on your own?
No. We all did it for 3 days. Yeah.
Fantastic. Tell me about that.
You know, it's sometimes you learn things from the past, you just put it in a shelf, and then all of a sudden someone brings it up and revisits it. And it was all these things that I knew, but I just never implemented them. I never applied them to my life. And I kind of was laughing and kicking myself because I was like, I know better. I knew this. This was taught to me 20 years ago by Tony Robbins. And because I achieved certain goals, I thought that was it. Life was complete. And I totally forgot about that. And I ended up in the pit. And I love it. I'm excited. You know, things have been going great. Physically, mentally, you know, it's just an amazing thing. And I love the part about what you're saying about the hacking with the machete. I do that a lot. I tend to, like, you know, why not just use the bulldozer? It's there. But, you know, but then again, you know why I don't use the bulldozer? Because I lack the detail. I'd rather just, like, oh, this is just more simpler. If I have to use the bulldozer, I have to learn how to use it. I need to learn how, you know, all these things and details right away. I get bored and it's like, nah, never mind. I don't want to do it.
Well, I have to say, since the last time we talked, there is, as I say, much more spring in your step. I can actually hear emotionally a higher level of the way that you're speaking. Like, when you first started talking, I could just feel like the passion and the fire behind you. And then the words came out and I'm like, wow, like something's changed. It's amazing because a lot of times we might learn something new, but a lot of the things that we need in our lives to succeed the way we want to succeed, we already know. The difference is our frame of mind, our belief. As our belief system changes or our circumstances changes, all of a sudden we start seeing things from a different frame of mind. Like when I'm focusing on learning and growing, I pay much more attention to things that I probably learned 10 or 20 years ago, but they mean so much more to me because it's pertaining to the information that I need now, the things that I'm seeking for, the doors that I'm trying to open. And it is amazing how mindset is such a powerful principle. It is the most important thing that you can have is the right mindset, because it opens you up to the possibility of learning that maybe you already know, but all of a sudden the same learning in a different frame all of a sudden has a totally different meaning for you. It's like if you read a book, you know, 20 years ago and you read it again, it really does adapt based on your circumstances. The words don't change, you change. So where do you go from here? You've been to Fact Map. I mean, obviously an incredible experience for you. And for those of you who don't know what a Fact Map is, it's basically an opportunity to do three things, really. Assess where you are today. And that sounds really simple on the outset, right? Because, okay, where am I at today? Well, I'm making this much money. It is a absolute deep dive into the actual facts of your life. And by the way, as I've been through this now three times, the facts of your life aren't always pretty. So you have to get way below the surface of what you think your facts are and dive deep. And it is actually a very emotional journey. Then you go from there to say, okay, well, where do I want to be in 18 months? We call that an impossible game. What impossible target do I have 18 months down the road that I can shoot for, that I can accomplish? And then we do future fact maps where we look at the next few months. Because the truth is most people will underestimate what they can do overestimate what they can do in a day or two or a week, but way underestimate what they can do in a year or 18 months or even 5 or 10 years. So tell me about that. Leaving that, like what are some thoughts that you've had and how did it open up your future?
One, you know, what really hit me hard was the financial part. You know, like I'm 48 and, you know, thinking about retiring at 55 from work. But then when you sit down and you kind of look at this, you're like, there's no possible way. 55 is nice, but I know that, you know, a lot of people are like, man, 55 is young. But in our company where I work at, 55 is kind of a norm. But people stick around, but I'm going to be probably one of those people that needs to stick around because I don't know how money works. And that was really hard to swallow because, you know, I learned from my parents what they only taught me, a little bit of what I, you know, a 401k. But listening to the other brothers about how they're talking and how they're investing and doing these things, because, you know, when we go into a little private group chat, you're listening to other individuals that are like, yeah, you know, I don't think I can make it with, you know, at an income of $500,000 a year. That's just too little. And I'm like thinking to myself, like, what? I'm, you know, so, and I'm just, but it was harsh reality because I don't like to tap into my savings. And when the family got sick with COVID, yeah, I was gone for almost 2 months of work. So yeah, that check came out pretty small, but somehow I was able to be a little frugal without even knowing, and we're back to where we need to be. I was scared that I needed to tap into the savings, but we don't have to. Another thing too, the body. I finally saw, you know, like the steps, the little steps that I'm doing. I feel fantastic. I'm looking at the progress. I'm doing what needs to be done. And I'm at the last time we talked, you know, I'm doing two workouts now. Wow. One in the morning, which is weightlifting, and then the treadmill. So the goal is to get 10,000 steps per day. And it doesn't, you know what? And one of the things that keeps in my mind that you burned in, it's like the body sometimes doesn't want to get up. The body doesn't want to get up. And for some reason, I hear you at 4:30, and then all of a sudden, I'm about to tap it, and I hear you. The body doesn't want to get up, and I get up. But it's amazing feeling just to work out, you know, for 20 minutes. And just like, hey, man, I'm sweating. I got the sweat. Let's, you know, do what we got to do, meditate and all that. And it's just, things are starting to fall in place, even though there's chaos in between. But I'm able to control my emotions. Not 100%, but I'm able to see, okay, this is about to go down. How many F-bombs am I going to have to drop? As opposed to where I was just, I didn't give a care. I was just shooting everybody. I didn't care because I was miserable. I was angry. So I'm starting to learn who I am. And that's one of the things in fact matters. Who am I as a being every single day? And that's like the key thing is, if you can figure out who you are as a person every single day, man, it makes life much easier. Being quiet, you know, and just
it does, because then all of a sudden you have purpose. If you know who you are and you can connect with that, all of a sudden you have purpose. And you have the ability then to say, here's who I am now. Well, who do I really want to become? Who do I want to be tomorrow and the next day? And basically, it's the best version of who you know that you are. And it's that I love listening to what you're saying. One more question that I have for you. Tell me about I assume you did your possible games targets. So tell me about some of the things you plan for the next 18 months. I mean, how was that exercise, and it give you more of a vision for where you want to go?
Oh, amazing. So keeping track of my, so that I can see myself because of what I want in my body. One, I went out to go get fitted for a black suit as I am right now. And I looked at myself and I said, this is what we need to look like, Edgar, kind of visualizing myself. Second, hired a fitness coach. So we are, you know, that's one of the reasons why I'm doing more of a cardio, because he's like, okay, we need to do this. I don't want you to, you know, think that you're going to turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger in 90 days. And keeping track of what I eat is kind of something that I still got to learn. But those are the things where I, right now, I have to miss. I'm 38% in fat. The goal is, you know, 15%, you know, in 18 months. But one of the things that I'm seeing is that my blood sugar levels have dropped dramatically.
Wow.
And I have so much more energy. And sometimes when I wake up, you know, I tell my wife, like, oh, I forgot to take the medication. She's like, well, test it to see what it looks like. And when I wake up, I'm like, man, I didn't take my medication. And it's at the level that if I would have taken it. So I can see that my blood sugars are getting, you know, much, much more better because I'm doing the cardio. I'm not, you know, going home and like, oh, I need a nap because work is stressful, or, you know, people are just like, you know, it's 3 o'clock. The body's tired. No. The body's like, man, what else are we going to do? You know, what else are we going to do? And the most important thing, why am I doing this? Because I want to see my kids grow up. I want to see the weddings. I want to see the graduation. I want to see my grandkids. You know?
There's so much power and purpose. And I have to say, and maybe you don't recognize this because obviously you're in your journey every day, but the Edgar that I met 2 months ago when you joined the program, the Edgar that I'm hearing right now is a very different Edgar in just 8 weeks. I mean, that's amazing. 8 weeks ago, you had a lot of questions. You didn't know exactly what direction to go. You needed to try to figure out how to work out and how to schedule it and exactly what you wanted to do. I think you had a pretty good purpose. You knew what you wanted, but to listen to you now and hear the fire in your voice, we literally should go back sometime and listen to the recordings of the very first time we interacted and listen to that Edgar versus this Edgar now. I just want to point out that how incredible that transformation is, number one, and number two, congratulations. I know you're just in the middle and the beginning of your journey, but I hope you pat yourself on the back and I hope you celebrate your success because that is pretty incredible to hear you now versus just 8 weeks ago.
Yes, and what you just said right there, right now, the patting in the back, it's a weekly gratitude stack on myself. Because I gotta see where I'm at and just give thanks to myself because that's one of the things that I was never taught that, you know, as a dad, the breadwinner, there's a lot that I have to carry, but sometimes I don't stop to say to myself, like, hey, bro, thank you for working out. Thank you for taking care of yourself. Thank you for, you know, just feeding me the right foods or taking time just to meditate so that we won't stress out. That I wrote down that I have to do on a weekly basis. I have to give thanks to myself. You know, I do a lot for other people, but I need to take care of myself as well.
Absolutely. And by the way, self-care is not selfish. I used to think taking 3 hours of my day to work on myself would have been selfish. Now, of course, I do it at 4:30 in the morning, as you mentioned. So my kids are asleep. There's really no one else around but me for 3 hours. However, that is one of the best things that you can do because you cannot give light to anyone else if you don't have light. You cannot fill anyone else's tank if your tank is empty. If you're in a dark place, if you're depressed, you cannot serve others. You cannot give what you don't have. So self-care is not selfish. Self-care is one of the most powerful things we can have because it allows us to contribute to others' lives. Because when we are full, we can truly give to others. So I appreciate you sharing that. You're going to love this next part, this last segment, because I had sort of a transformational experience just a week and a half or 2 weeks ago that really sort of changed my entire morning routine and changed how I was doing things. Because my problem always was I would get up at 4:30, go to the gym, work out, learn, take notes like crazy. I would do that for about 2 hours and I would come home and work on the spiritual side, which is meditation, stacking, writing my journal, et cetera. And the problem was, is when I came home, kids were starting to wake up. It's really tough to do things like meditation and pray when your kids are running around. And so I was always lacking in that. The other problem I was having, as I mentioned earlier, you know, I would always hustle and go and go and go. And the things that I planned out for the week that were consistent with my that were consistent with who I wanted to become. The problem was is that the small things were getting in the way. I don't know if you've ever listened to Stephen Covey or ever seen one of his videos on his book, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, but I went to one of his trainings once and I met him several times before he passed away. And he has this training where he gets a bottle and he puts it on the table and he has several rocks. So he has all these tiny rocks in a bag and then he has all these big boulders or big rocks in another bag. He pours the small rocks into the bottle. And then he tries to fit all the big rocks in. And guess what? The big rocks don't fit. In fact, he can only put about 50% or less of the big rocks in the bottle because the small rocks took up most of the space. Then he dumps it all out. And then instead, he takes the big rocks and he places them inside this big bottle, right? And once he does that, then he takes the small rocks and he pours them in. And of course, all the small things fit around the big rocks and they fit perfectly. And it is something that has always really fascinated me because the big rocks in my life sometimes are getting eaten alive by the small rocks, the small things that might be important, but aren't necessarily going to move to my goals. And so I did something different. I changed my entire morning routine a week and a half ago, and it made a huge difference. In fact, in just the time that I changed my morning routine, I received tons of inspiration. That's when I literally created the entire podcast, built the app, created the community, started populating the app, got authors and other people to join my podcast. And that was all within the last week and a half. All of that happened. The cover art, the video that you saw at the beginning of this presentation as well, or of today's call, all of that happened literally within just the last week and a half to 2 weeks after I changed this morning routine, because it created so much more momentum in my life that it essentially really brought some new things to the table. And it was amazing for me. What I did, and it worked for me, was instead of going straight to the gym when I woke up at 4:30 in the morning, that's when I stacked. That's when I started meditating. That's when I took a moment of silence and nobody else was awake to really think about what I want in life, review my goals, and have silence. See, my problem was this. First off, a single battle does not win the war, right? If you want to go to war, one battle will not ever win the war. A war usually is a compilation of a lot of battles. The more battles you win, ultimately, you'll win the war if you win more battles than the other guy, right? Now, we're not fighting a battle against anyone else. We're fighting a battle against ourselves. We're fighting a battle against our own challenges and our own limiting beliefs that hold us back. So I wanted to go to war, but instead I would fight these tiny battles and I would allow the small rocks that I just mentioned to get in the way of the big rocks. In other words, the important things that I wanted to do. And I would never take time to stop because I hated stopping. When I was not moving, I felt like I was going 100 miles an hour backwards and I hated it. But since I changed that, I took a moment in the morning before the chaos of the day and I took time to ponder and pray and really dive deep into what I truly want. So the other problem with a battle when you're trying to fight a war is that you cannot win the war at the beginning of the battle. You cannot strategize on how you're going to win the battle when the battle is going on. So here's what would happen for me. I would take Sunday, for example, and I would do a good job of planning. I would plan my week. And I was great at that. I would plan Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and usually Friday, and I left Saturday and Sunday open because I do different things those days. Well, what I would do is I would say, okay, and we talked about this before, like if knowing what our goal is, knowing what my goal is in life, right? What is the domino door for me? What is the door that if I opened by Friday, that would help me move several steps towards those goals, right? And I would write that down. So I would plan here, I would do the domino door, and then what would I do after that? I would then take four moves a day that would get me towards that goal. In other words, the boulders, the big things, the important things that were consistent with what that goal is. The needle movers, as I always call them. And I would list them 1, 2, 3, 4. And I would do that every day. 1, 2, 3, 4. Here was the problem. Monday would come. And all of a sudden, I would go to the office. and I would start working on one, and then I would get a text. And then I would start doing all of these things, this, and that. And then I would jump back to number one. And then, oh, wait a minute, something cool is going on social media. I better check it out. Boom, boom, boom. And all of a sudden, at the end of the day, I would knock down maybe one of these because I let all the small, insignificant things, you know, I talk about the 80-20 rule all the time, that the things that I should only be spending 20% of my time and 80% here, they were flipped. I was spending 80% of my time here and 20% of my time there. And then as just a couple of weeks ago, as I was in that morning routine and I was sitting there going, just thinking and pondering, something came to my mind. And that is this: follow the script. I thought, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? And so that Sunday, I ended up planning my week a little bit different. I ended up in a place, right, when I'm not in the middle of a battle, when I'm not engaging in the war at all, I'm on neutral playing ground, I'm at my home, I'm in a safe space, and I'm much more clearly thinking about what my goals are on this Sunday. And I was able to do this exercise, right? Like I normally do, I'd write down the four things each day that would allow me to win, to open that domino door, to win the battle of that week. Well, this time I did something different. I heard those words, follow the script. And it was as simple as that. I stopped getting caught up in all of the little things that hit me left and right. And I went 1, 2, 3, and 4, because I realized something. One, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. We've heard that a million times, right? That's cliche, but it is absolutely a true principle. The other problem is if I wasn't planning, I was trying to plan strategically how to win the enemy, how to win the battle after the battle had begun on Monday. The battle begins, cannons are going off and guns are shooting left and right all around me. So much going on. It is impossible in the middle of the battle to try to strategize on how you're going to win that battle when it's already started. The time to do it is on Sunday before the craziness of the week, before the battles begin. Now, I had laid out how I'm going to win each one of these battles every day, but I wasn't following my own plan. I was letting all this garbage stop me, and I was reacting to it. So follow the script, plan the week, listed all these things, 1, 2, 3, 4 every day. And what did I do? I simply went from one, starting first thing in the morning, to the next. And I even told my team, you can't call me before 11 a.m. because I knew it would take 3 or 4 hours to get these done every day. I blocked out all of my time. So when I get to the office, that's all I did was this strategic strike. And then after I had done that, I saved the part of the day that for most people is least productive, which is usually the afternoon, for all my meetings, checking my emails, checking social media, all of these other things. And even if I wasn't productive after 11 o'clock in the morning, I had already made 4 massive moves to win that particular battle. And then I did it again on Tuesday. And then I did it again on Wednesday. And then I did it again on Thursday. And I did it again on Friday. And ultimately, what did that lead to? Me completely opening that domino door that I wanted to open, that I knew that if I opened it by Friday, it would have been a successful week. So I learned this powerful principle of how to really plan my week. And we talked about earlier about how there's a couple of ways we can do this. We can hack our way through the forest with a machete, which is what I did. Now, I actually planned on using the bulldozers to create the road that I wanted to create, right? But I didn't. I planned the bulldozers. They showed up. They were there. The battle began. And what did I do? I used the machete. And I just reacted, hacked, go. And frankly, part of it was because I was addicted to activity. I feel like sometimes that if I'm just doing things that I feel successful. I feel like I'm achieving, when the truth is I would spend all day doing things, but not actually getting anything done. This is one way where if you simply plan when you're not in the middle of the battle, which I would recommend doing it on a Sunday for most people, usually they're off from work. Usually it's a little bit more quiet time at home where you can literally take 10 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. For me, I usually spend 20 to 30 minutes. That's it. I review the previous week and then I plan the week and I lay out my domino door and my strategic strikes, the 4 things that I need to do to win the battle every day. And the beauty of that is I do it when I'm not in the middle of the war. I do it when I'm in a safe place where I can think clearly And I don't have to try to strategize when the cannons start going off in the middle of the day on Monday or in the morning on Monday. And this is something that, this is a way you can not have to try to cut, chop down that forest with machete, but bring out the bulldozers and pave the way to where you want to go. It's a way that you don't have to try to get to your goals by zigzagging so much, but by having much more of a straight line towards everything that you want in life. So if you're not planning right now, I would recommend to do it. Number one, I would recommend to plan on Sunday, as I mentioned. I would recommend that you ask yourself, if there's one thing that I can accomplish that would move me more towards what I want by the end of the week, what is that? And that's your domino door. And then I would say, what are four moves that I can make that will also help me win each battle of every day so that I can open up that domino door by the end of the week? Sometimes it's hard to come up with four things, but you all know what I'm talking about. Every one of you has something. Edgar, you just talk a lot about your fitness and hiring a personal trainer and the goals that you have and the fact that you're so on fire, which is awesome. Some of you are trying to build businesses. Some of you are trying to build a career. Some of you have different goals in your family. Maybe it's a better relationship with your husband, a better relationship with your wife. Whatever that is, plan for strategic moves on Sunday before the battles of the week begins, and then follow the script. Don't get caught up in the distractions of the day. Don't check your social media all day long. Don't try to engage every single text. Don't check your emails every 5 minutes, because it will pull you away from everything that you want in life. I know we're almost out of time, but I wanted to teach that principle today because it was so powerful for me, the fact that I was just going in the circle and not really focusing on the things that were moving the needles, but rather on all of this empty activity throughout the day. And I was being pulled in so many directions. Remember, I run three companies on top of the things that I'm doing with this awesome group. And it's really tough when you are just going from one reaction to another. And then those words, follow the script, came to me, and it sounded so simple. But for me, Edgar, you mentioned you were distracted all the time. I'm distracted nonstop because I hate the details. I'm like you. I can't stand the details. I don't like them. Unfortunately, details matter. I always thought, you know, I always heard that the devil is in the details. And so for me, I'm like, okay, that justifies it. I definitely don't want to be in the details if the devil's there, because I don't want to be where the devil is, right? Well, unfortunately, sometimes you do have to get in the details. Or, like, here's what I do. I surround myself with somebody that is detail-oriented. One of my employees, her name is Allie. She's one of the most detail-oriented people that I know. And she saves my life probably once a day, if not more, because she's so detail oriented and I'm not. But guess what? I found a who for that, for my details, because I wasn't good at that. I'm a visionary. I am an entrepreneur. I've got ideas. I've got fire and momentum every day of my life. And that's what I want. She is able to handle the details. So follow the script, plan right, plan those moves that you need to make. And then don't forget to follow the script. Because if you don't have a script, all you're going to be doing is being blown to and fro by every wind that hits you on Monday morning. So I hope that is helpful. Thank you guys so much for today. It was an awesome discussion. For those of you that weren't on, or if you joined late, we'll make sure we give you the recording, because we went over some really cool things, especially in the beginning, and especially the interview with the author of Influence, Brad Harker. And I really appreciate him. Thank you guys so much for joining. You guys have a great week, and we will talk next week. Thanks. Find the moment.